Have you ever wondered what truly separates extraordinary achievers from everyone else? In a world obsessed with hard metrics and analytics, the secret ingredients might surprise you. I once faced a defining moment when a client representing 30% of our revenue demanded I fire an entry-level employee over an accidental tweet. It took me a hundredth of a second to refuse. This crystallized my belief that leaning into our humanity, not aggression or intimidation, is what truly helps us flourish. While spreadsheets matter, they're distant seconds to mastering emotional intelligence. 12 key ingredients: gratitude, self-awareness, accountability, optimism, empathy, kindness, tenacity, curiosity, patience, conviction, humility, and ambition. Plus, the half ingredient of kind candor form the foundation of both success and happiness. These aren't just nice to haves, they're the transformative elements that turn ordinary careers into extraordinary journeys. Most people don't recognize their privileged position in the world. With 785 million lacking clean water and over 40 million in modern slavery, simply having internet access makes you fortunate. Many confuse gratitude with complacency, but they're distinct. Gratitude provides sustainable energy, while negative emotions are like cheap gas that damages your engine. When you're grateful for fundamentals, health, opportunity, freedom, business setbacks become manageable rather than catastrophic. Lost clients become opportunities to diversify. Failed projects become learning experiences. This resilience creates an unshakable foundation for success. The most successful entrepreneurs maintain drive while practicing gratitude, achieving more lasting success than their constantly dissatisfied peers. Optimism isn't delusion, it's hopefulness about the future while remaining aware of potential downsides. Choosing optimism is practical, since you control your perspective more than external variables. It means being excited about opportunities while acknowledging success isn't guaranteed. Your response to setbacks reveals your relationship with optimism. Do you blame others and shield your ego? Or do you take responsibility, deploy gratitude, and maintain perspective? Optimism naturally pairs with tenacity. How can you persist without believing in possible success? The optimist's advantage is seeing opportunities where others see only obstacles. When you fully accept yourself, you're no longer scared of others' judgments. People fixated on job titles often worry about others' opinions. Even as a sixth grader selling baseball cards, I recognized my entrepreneurial nature. Confidence enhances self-awareness. I can acknowledge weaknesses because I separate who I am from who I wish to be. The power in acknowledging weaknesses is navigating around them. I lack the work ethic for hanging paintings, but will work 15 hours on my business because I love it. I focus on elevating strengths from great to supernova rather than merely improving weaknesses. The outcome is greater when you triple down on strengths due to time impact arbitrage. Self-awareness extends beyond weaknesses to understanding your natural tendencies and preferences. Do you excel in the morning or evening? Does collaboration energize you or solo work? These insights help structure your work for maximum effectiveness. The most self-aware people can precisely identify their strengths, weaknesses, and what energizes versus drains them. They've abandoned being well-rounded to focus on becoming exceptional in their areas of strength. People often deflect blame, thinking it leads to happiness, but this makes them victims by surrendering control. Accountability acts like brakes, stopping the pain momentum from blaming others. I find comfort knowing every issue in my life is 100% my fault. If I created it, I can fix it. Even with circumstantial problems, I can choose how I respond. This ingredient challenges those whose self-esteem depends on outcomes. They fear others' opinions and develop ego defense mechanisms against mistakes. When you don't overvalue your own opinion, you won't overvalue others either, freeing you to be accountable. Accountability isn't self-punishment, it's empowerment. Taking ownership of problems means taking ownership of solutions, transforming you from a passive recipient to an active creator. Successful people take responsibility even when they could reasonably blame others, understanding that blame disempowers while accountability enables improvement. Empathy is my superpower, the ability to understand and share others' feelings. It's why I invested early in Facebook and Twitter, why I'm bullish on NFTs, and how I knew certain artists would succeed. I have an uncanny sense of human behavior. Empathy works both one-on-one and at scale. I can sense what individuals across from me are feeling, but also what masses of people with different perspectives are experiencing collectively. This helps me communicate contextually and understand behaviors. When people leave hateful comments, I respond with compassion rather than anger. I know their negativity reflects their own pain. Similarly, with toxic people in corporate settings, I recognize they must be suffering to behave that way. Empathy gives you the answers to the test of human interaction. You can use it destructively or constructively. I choose to uplift. It's not just about understanding emotions, but understanding context. Why is someone behaving a certain way? What might they be experiencing that I can't see? This contextual understanding prevents knee-jerk judgments and enables more productive interactions. True kindness means showing compassion even under pressure or after being wronged. When an employee stole $250,000 of wine from my company, I responded with empathy after learning about their addiction struggle. Many confuse kindness with being a pushover, but they're distinct. You can be kind, candid, and firm simultaneously. Kindness creates safety for difficult conversations and encourages others to open up. Without balancing empathy with candor, resentment develops. That's why I developed Kind Candor. How you deliver the message matters. It's like choosing a doctor with good bedside manner over one without. Society often mistakes kindness for weakness. As a business strategy, kindness creates unparalleled loyalty. When employees, customers, and partners feel genuinely cared for, they become advocates rather than mere participants. This creates a competitive advantage that's hard to replicate because it stems from authentic values, not tactics. When these emotional ingredients reach their full potential, you work with minimal friction. Colleagues feel safe around you, speeding up execution. Organizations that embrace these qualities eliminate unnecessary politics, allowing teams to move projects forward faster. By taking accountability, you avoid the spiral of blame. Self-awareness helps you focus on strengths rather than weaknesses. Gratitude limits dwelling on mistakes. Empathy, kindness, and humility shield you from insecurity, while optimism, curiosity, and patience foster trust. Kind candor enables timely feedback before resentment develops. You might still work late, not from pressure, but because you're enjoying yourself. These emotional ingredients create speed in business and life by removing fear from your steps. All attributes are essential and interdependent. This journey could be distilled to one question: are you insecure? The ultimate privilege isn't wealth, status, or achievement, but the internal calm from emotional intelligence. When you develop these ingredients, you gain something far more valuable than business success: the ability to be truly present and at peace, regardless of circumstances. Isn't that the real definition of success?